Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments. We're going through our series on Romans. We're in chapter 8, verses 9 to 11. Before that, let us pray. Father in heaven, enlighten us from your word today. Let the deep things of Romans speak to our heart and to our spirit. May we find wonderful things out of your law. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's look at the verses, Romans 8, 9 to 11, if you've got your Bibles right there. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. And if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Now, this is all about the Spirit who indwells us. Again and again it says, Christ in you, the Spirit of God in you, the Spirit of Christ in you. So, let's have a look. The Holy Spirit is in us. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. It says that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And here, over and over again, it says, we're not flesh, we're spirit. You are a spiritual being in a mortal body. The mortal body is dead because of sin, and sin dwells in the flesh. But inside of you, in your spirit, you are one spirit with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives life to you, gives you spiritual life. Without the Holy Spirit, you don't have any spiritual life. You are dead. But with the Holy Spirit, your human spirit is awakened to new life. Because God's Spirit goes into your spirit and makes you alive with God. Let's go over there to 1 Corinthians 6, a parallel passage here, so that we can put the two together and get what Paul is telling us here about the Holy Spirit who dwells in you and I and seals us for the day of redemption. So the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. But as people, we have a body, soul, and spirit. Let's go over to, 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 16. Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to a harlot is one body with her? For he says the two will become one flesh. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. That's with God. And then it goes on, flee immorality. Every other sin that a man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. So your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You are a sacred site. And verse 17 says, we are one spirit with him. We're one spirit with God's Spirit. So our spirit is joined to God's Spirit, just like a husband is joined to his wife. So the two become one flesh, and we become one with God. Like in a marriage, one with God. We are in unity with God. We become children of the Most High God, and our spirit is one spirit with the Spirit of the Lord. And we are kind of spiritually married to God. That's why we're called the Bride of Christ. And Jesus dwells in us. Let's go back to Romans 8. And if you get your pencils out, you start underlining here. Romans 8, verse 9. Now, if you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, so you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. So we have you have the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit, all in one verse. And then in verse 10, and if Christ is in you, so the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ is Christ in you. Same thing. Though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And we find that in Romans 1 and verse 4, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord. So we find the Spirit of holiness is the same as the Spirit of God, is the same as the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And all of those dwell in you because God is a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So the whole Godhead dwells inside of you and you become a temple of the triune God. So your body is a sacred site. If you're a Christian, if you're a believer, your body is a sacred site. It is holy unto the Lord, must not be involved in any kind of sexual immorality. It is a temple of God, and the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of Christ Jesus dwell in you together. The whole Godhead dwells in you together, and your human spirit that you've had, body, soul, and spirit, is joined together with the entire Godhead, and you become a son and daughter of the living God. And this means that you are a new creation. You are a new creation made in Christ Jesus, bonded to God for good works that God has prepared for beforehand for you to do. So here you are, you're this dynamic spiritual being. You're going to live forever and ever in fellowship with God. God's love is going to be poured out in your heart through the Holy Spirit. Now, this is largely invisible to us. We are barely aware of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ Jesus, dwelling in us all day and all night since we were born again. From time to time when we worship and other things, it becomes very evident that God is dwelling in you. So you should need to take your body very seriously. Your body should never be joined to a prostitute, a harlot, or involved in any kind of adultery, fornication. It certainly shouldn't be dedicated to pornography and to all sorts of vile things. Your body is a temple, and you're to take care of that. God values your body and is going to raise your body from the dead. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It's holy to God. But your body is dead because of sin. Because of the sin of Adam, because of your own sin, your body is fading away. It's perishing. You will get old and you will pass away at some point in your life, or the Lord will return. And when you die, your body perishes. It goes into the grave, whatever happens to it. But God will create for you a resurrection body. And the resurrection body is somehow genetically linked to your present body. It will look a little bit like it, but it will be a spiritual body that is immortal, imperishable, and undefiled. Your spiritual body will be able to last for all of eternity and do the great good works that God has prepared beforehand for you to do throughout all eternity. This physical body now just does the work I do as a pastor. But in the resurrection, I will have other tasks to do for which my spiritual body will be very, very suitable. And so it says here, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, in your body, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. You see, here we find who indwells you. He's indwelling your body and your mind and your spirit. You are a God indwelt being. You are a divine creature, and you need to reckon that into your identity. Now, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life. He gives life to everything. So you can claim life and health from God. You can say, God dwells in me. Unleash the powers of the kingdom for your own healing and for your own wisdom and for your own sanctification. God is dwelling in you. He wants to sanctify you. He wants to heal you. He wants to help you. And by faith, you lay hold of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's go to that. Let's have a look at Galatians 2:20, and where Paul says that he is crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me. So here he says that it's no longer himself. The old Paul is dead. It's been crucified with Christ. And it's no longer I, the old self, who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. So he has faith that the Son of God in him is the power of his life. So you need to believe, you need to have faith that God is dwelling in you, and you call on Christ in you, the hope of glory, Christ in you at all times, and you believe that he is there imparting grace and help to you in time of need. You need to believe that God is not just up there in heaven, he's also dwelling inside of you, inside those who are humble and contrite of heart. And you need to know that God is working mightily within you, as he did with Paul and Peter and many of the saints. The power that you have, the adequacy you have in your life is not from yourself. It is from God who indwells you. And God will make you adequate to do every good work of love and of faith that he has called you to, because he's right there inside of you. And this requires a change to your thinking. You've got to change the way you see yourself. You've got to say, I am a temple of the living God. Christ dwells in me. I live by faith. I am holy. And you need to sense the fact that you are living by the power of God, and power that is outside of yourself. You don't live by the power of your own mind or the power of your own will. You'll soon find as you get older that your mind and your will start to fade. Yeah, when you're young, they're terrific. But at my age, they seem to get a bit wobbly. Instead, you run your life, you run your race by faith, by the dynamic energy of Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life, who will see you through the darkest of days. In the darkest of days, when you are discouraged, Christ is still there. The Holy Spirit is still there. And when you sense that almighty power that dwells within you, you will be encouraged. You will know that you are still a child of God, that God has great plans for your life, even if they seem to have been snatched away at the moment, that God has great and powerful plans for you. And ask God to reveal to you the glory that dwells within you if you are a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. Remember your conversion. Remember how you changed, how you gave up alcohol or drugs or swearing, or how your moods changed or how your lifestyle changed. And you gave up those things of which you were formerly ashamed and you took on a new life. Well, don't go down into degeneracy. Don't go down into the crazy single lifestyle and things like that. Instead, remember that you are holy. Live a holy life and live an emotional life that's empowered by the Son of God who dwells in you. And as you see yourself as a person who is one spirit with God, who is intimately connected to the Lord of the universe, you will realize that your life will unfold not of your own doing, but of the doing of Christ who is within you. You don't have to plan your life in every detail. God's got hold of it. And as we'll see in Romans 8:28, he works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And he does that working through the power of Jesus Christ who dwells in you. So I want you to try and believe that which you cannot see with your own eyes. I want you to try and believe that God himself dwells in you with all his almighty power. And you need, as you believe that, you will receive power, you will receive anointing, and your prayer life will take off. And you just ask God, God, I can't pray. I help my prayer life to take off. And in verse 26, it says, the Holy Spirit helps you to pray with groaning too deep for words, because he's in you and he's going to help you to pray. He's going to help your spiritual life to zoom forward. And God will give you love and joy and peace and the fruit of the Spirit as you believe in his indwelling presence in your heart and your mind and your life. You don't have to do the Christian life alone. You've got the power of God dwelling in your heart, in your mind. And by faith, you can receive that power and make it work for you, because that's what God wants. God wants to take you over completely and totally. Just tell God you can't do it by yourself and you need him. This is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. God bless you and have a fantastic day and a fantastic weekend. God bless you all now.